The young Massachusetts bred singer songwriter Casey Dinell released her first album called Wind Up Canary under the name Casey Dinell. It was a solo affair, and its slightly offbeat, quietly observant songs caught the attention of a few taste making blogs. So it was a bit of a surprise that when it came time to record album number two, she decided to go a different route. The songs are still written by Casey, but under the name on the front of the album, White Hinterland. Dinell visited the BPP studios last week, and when she came, she brought with her a giant old Fender Rhodes keyboard and a couple of friends from her conservatory days to back her up on violin and glockenspiel. She talked about her new record called Phylactery Factory, which turns out to be personal in some surprising ways, along with her decision to stop recording under her own name. So, Casey, for fans of your solo work, Wind Up Canary, when you go onto the White Hinterland website, there's this little message that says, for the present and foreseeable future, there won't be any more Casey Dinell unless you run into her ordering coffee or seeing a friend's show. Yeah. It's so dramatic.
I didn't mean it to be didactic in any way. I just feel like there's no other way to say it other than to be completely blunt about it. So it was very exciting to me, actually, writing that little passage on my silly website. It felt very liberating. And also, I love playing in an ensemble. I have three of my close friends playing with me, and I have, you know, friends all over that sometimes will stop in and play sets. And I get a lot more joy out of the kind of visceral sharing of music in a live setting than I do playing alone. I don't really feel like the maestro, you know. It doesn't really suit me. I think I'm more collaborative than that.
Now, you wrote most of the songs, or all the songs, for...
All the songs, yes.
Let me see if I can say your name right. Phylactery Factory.
Yeah.
All right. One thing about your songs I noticed is they're observational and they tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not necessarily stories about you and your life and really personal.
Well, they're very personal. I think I just have a very vivid way of describing, you know, dreams I have or experiences that I've had. Or, I can be writing about three things at once, but describing it as one thing. And it's very kaleidoscopic for me when not just songwriting, but life in general. I think I experience it in a kind of three-dimensional way. And I think that, you know, easily incorporates itself into my writing.
So when I'm hearing a song about an Art Deco house and a crushed bathtub,
yeah,
that relates to your personal life somewhere?
It actually does. There was a house that I grew up with, and it was this really funky white house. We used to call it the Funky White House. And it's really kind of garish house that someone had built for their own creative designs, and it's just so ugly that there was something kind of beautiful about it. And so it was knocked over, and it was really sad, you know. And it's not my house, but it's someone's house, and I see a lot of that in the town where I grew up. There's a lot of development, and not that the song is about development necessarily, but I think I bring in touchstones of my life into the songs, but I wouldn't say that they're very confessional either. I would shy away from saying they're strictly autobiographical, but...
Well, let's hear your first song. Tell us what you're going to play.
We're going to play Calliope.
And tell us who We is.
Oh, We is actually my friend Max Haft, who's playing violin.
Okay, great.
Calliope,
We're speaking with Casey Dinell of White Hinterland, and your new album is called Phylactery Factory, and I'm going to spell phylactery here for people who are like, what? How?
I know.
All right, here we go. Phylactery, and it either means, I looked it up, some sort of amulet to prevent harm, or it's a case where relics of the dead are held, or a small box holding Jewish scripture that's sometimes worn by devout Jews during prayer. So I'm curious, which one of the three is that in the title of your CD?
Well, it's actually, for me, it was the simplest meaning, which is a reminder. I think all the songs have reminders in them and things that are very things that you can either hold close or kind of depend on, and or put blame on, whatever it is. A phylactery is just basically something that you've transferred meaning to, like, you know, just a symbol. But I had it from a dream. I had a dream. I'd never heard the word. So whenever someone says, I don't know how to spell it, I totally understand, because I'd never heard the word, and it came to me in, like, a dream I had. For 4 days, I was dreaming of the sound P-H, and mm-hmm. just and I would wake up in the morning going, like, what is that?
Phoenix.
Yeah, and I couldn't understand.
What is this for?
I have very active dream life, and then that word came up, and I immediately ran from my bed and looked it up, and I thought, oh, this is perfect. This is exactly the word I've been looking for the album. Just, you know, instant.
The sound of your voice, your speaking voice and your singing voice, is quite intimate. You know, you lean in and you listen. And so I'm wondering, what kind of venues do you prefer to perform in? It's smaller better for you? Or do you have sort of thoughts in your head about, oh, Radio City Music Hall has beautiful acoustics?
I love any place that has wonderful sound. We've played in a lot of churches, and that seems to go really well, just the acoustics of a church. You know, they're built for a lot of people that normally don't sing to sing together. So I think the acoustics carry my voice very well in all the instruments that I end up playing with.
Well, let's hear another song from your new album, Phylactery Factory. This is A Beast Washed Ashore. What's this about?
I grew up in a small town on the coast of New England, and there were days where, you know, like a big whale would wash up ashore. It sounds comical almost. Huge whale, like a humpback whale, would wash ashore, and we would all skip school and go watch them disassemble the whale. It's pretty grisly, but it's really amazing. I mean, the pelvis of a humpback whale, it takes about like two tractor trailers to move it, and it's just this behemoth, but it's still in front of you. It's not moving, and there's people that would come, and they would like bring a picnic lunch and watch them. I know you're making a face because it's disgusting, but it is. I mean, it's amazing, and there's a lot of stuff when you live in, you know, the towns like that. You know, it's kind of special.
Thank you.
best friend of mine. Can you recall the lurid scene of savagery? The sea beast belly up and beats twice as long as a seven-man ship. Oh, they took him apart with pliers and a crane. Oh, they took him apart, though it took several days. Oh, they took him apart and the townspeople came and shit shattered away.
Casey Dinell and her band White Hinterland playing songs from Phylactery Factory. If you want to hear more from Casey, check out the video of her performance at our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park.
Coming up, internet traffic was at a standstill in the Middle East last week because of undersea digital cables that broke. That's right, undersea digital cables. Not everything is done with satellites these days, apparently. Find out how much info we get from these things and what happens when they break and who fixes them. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.